This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, the president, he signed an executive order. And it was to stop scalping of tickets. That's why I bring this up, because the tickets being on sale for the Rockies home opener, okay? How are they going to do that? How are you going to stop
that? Part of the fun is meeting in a weird alley and buying these suckers. What he should have signed is something to stop Ticketmaster and the other ones with all those fees.
Well,
they are going to stop the bots from buying up all those
tickets. Oh, they are? Yes. Is that part of the bill?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, like just buying something, what's the bar, right? Brooklyn's? Like buying something off the street, I don't care.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you. All right, here's the story.
Meanwhile, President Trump tonight signing an executive order to protect exploitations of ticket reselling. Now, the president signing an order alongside singer Kid Rock, a supporter of this move, and it now directs the Federal Trade Commission to review and ensure price transparency and also enforce better online ticket sales. This comes after the Department of Justice sued Ticketmaster's parent company last year to break up its monopoly. The company has faced scrutiny after bots purchased tickets at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and then resold them at a higher value. And that move left thousands of Swifties unable to purchase tickets.
Look, I'm all for it, but I don't know how you're going to stop it. Unless you shut down StubHub and people like that, because those tickets are jacked up.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
Wouldn't you
have
to shut them down? I would think so.
I think my favorite is when I bought tickets. What was Orange County? Whoever was playing baseball in Orange County. Anyway, so I bought tickets in the parking lot,
yeah,
right, for Orange County. And we went up in the suite. We got suite tickets.
Yeah.
And it was another radio station.
They were scalping their tickets. That's hilarious.
So somebody like Schmidil went down in the parking lot, knew he could get some good money for the suite, right?
That's a great move.
It's a good move. Yeah.
Look,
solid.
If they can stop the bots from buying up all the tickets so that one conglomerate doesn't grab all the tickets, I'm all for that. But as far as you getting a pair of tickets, me getting a pair of tickets, and you wanting the tickets, and you're willing to pay double the price, I got no problem with that.
I've been reading about it. To my understanding, they're not going to directly stop the bots. What they're going to try and do is enforce tax codes on people who are reselling these tickets at like really high values so that they have to pay like really high taxes for the money that they're making.
Oh, kind of like what they did with the whole Venmo thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Where you finally have to pay taxes on
it. Yeah. They should stop the bots, though. The bots are number one. Yeah.
That's going to be a hard code to write.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah.
Well,
It's out of our wheelhouse. I'm
really
going to say
that. It really is.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.